Hi, it's Mike. Monday, the I think 23rd of April. Just a couple of items that I thought I would mention. One is back on the mouse v trackpad issue that has been discussed between a few of us. Most recently, I think by Puari, and she mentions the problem she did have with, muscle issues with the mouse, using mice. And it was something that I meant to include in my booze about using the trackpad, and that was something I entirely missed out. I was having quite a lot of problems with the mouse, simply because of where you hold off to the side and you're constantly moving it back and forward, and invariably you don't have your arm and your hand in an appropriate position. You're concentrating on what you're doing on screen, and so you tend to forget that your hand is moving all over the place and taking your arm away. And I certainly, at the latter stages, was having quite a bit of problems with the mouse, and I would be constantly opening, closing my hands to ease off the tension that was developing there. And so that I certainly had issues, and I'm not alone in that, because I have a very good friend who had exactly the same thing, and he went to the trackpad long before I went to it, by the way. It was on recommendation that he said, look, it's the best move he ever made, and he's never had an issue with the muscle syndrome or the sinew syndrome since he moved away from the mouse. And I have to say that I'm exactly the same. Now, if I can explain exactly the setup I have the Bluetooth keyboard for the Mac, and it's a short one, and which is fantastic. I adapted from a great big keyboard to that one within a matter of a week, and that was a long, long while ago, so absolutely no problem with that. Now, the trackpad is exactly the same format, exactly the same shape, and it just sits, I have it just sitting butted up to the right-hand side of my keyboard. It looks like one piece, although it occasionally moves, and you just have to realign it. But because it's there and you're typing, it's just a slight movement of the hand over to the trackpad. There's no reaching over to get a mouse wherever it is and blah blah blah. So that format works well. I'm not even sure, but I think maybe there is the elongated trackpad, or keyboard, sorry, from Apple that has a built-in trackpad. Something runs in my mind that I actually saw that somewhere, but I may be wrong. But it doesn't matter, because it's now a complete unit. And there is actually a company who makes a clever gadget. It's like a long piece of aluminium, which is exactly the same format and exactly the same material as the trackpad and the keyboard. And it's also a charger. It's a clever little bugger. And what happens is you slot in your keyboard and your iPad, and it locks the two of them together so that there is no movement between them whatsoever. And at the same time, it charges. I think it charges via Bluetooth. I can't remember exactly how it works, but it's a great little thing, and it's something I actually meant to get. But it's like everyone else, you can't buy everything. So that's my layout. And I'll be perfectly honest here, I've never had one second of problem with my hands or arms since I moved to the trackpad. So that's, we've now moved from the technical part of things to the physical side of things, and I just wanted to make that clear, that which can be a big issue for a lot of people who are having problems. Now, what else do I want to talk about? Oh yeah, Downcast. Now, I think most of us, if not all of us, use Downcast, and it is absolutely brilliant, fantastic app for the phone, and I have it on my iPad now. I just have to figure how to get everything, all my followed Boo Buddies onto the iPad now without having to do it individually. I was hoping that I'd be able to do an auto transfer of all my followed people so that, you know, Downcast would recognise me and say, okay, it's McColgan, and he's already registered with us and he's already following these people, and so we will automatically add his followed people and his followees. But it doesn't seem to do that unless I haven't seen it. I can't find how to do that. So if anyone out there has any knowledge or any advice, I'd be entirely grateful. So that would save me if you happen to, you know, sit there and do individual RS feeds or whatever I had to do before, I don't need to do now. So if you know how to tell Downcast to just go ahead and add all my followers in, that would be great. I'd really appreciate that. On the same matter of Downcast, is an issue that I would like Downcast to add to the features, and that is messages. And I say again, to my knowledge, because I've never found a way how to get them, they do not, Downcast does not allow you to look at your messages. And that would be a great feature, because you can look at all the boos that's been made. But if you've got messages and you are away from Wi-Fi, as it were, and you can use audio boo, and let's face it, that's why we all use Downcast, because it's great for that feature of being able to download the boos so you can carry them out everywhere. If Downcast could let us look at our messages as well, I know we can send a DM, but I don't see any way of actually viewing the messages. I'm trying to think if there is. Have I seen that now? Now you've got, I've got myself thinking. Okay, I'm going to pause for a second until I negotiate this very busy roundabout. Yeah, as I was saying, I haven't noticed any facility on Downcast to actually view messages as you would do and be able to do in audio boo. So that would be a great feature. And if anyone knows if that facility is there and I just haven't found it, or if anyone agrees with me that that would be a good feature, maybe we could put that forward to Downcast and ask them to, if it were possible to add that feature to it. So just two or three ideas. I'll do it now. Bye for now.